And you're on Solidarity Breakfast with Annie, and we've got Ralph on the line. G'day, Ralph. How are you? Ralph Edwards.
G'day. G'day, kid. How are you?
Good. I thought you'd like that bit about the 20%.
Well, I mean, the problem is that 20% sounds a lot. Over 4 years, it ain't much.
Nah.
Given the cost. But also, there is, let's say, a lot of people making an awful lot of money at the employer's side, which is never discussed.
Oh, yeah, I know. It's outrageous. But
hence a lot of the blowouts with various developments. But never mind.
Yeah. And what we're really here to talk to you about is this great production of yours, Creatures of the Industry, which you've been doing since you retired. But it seems to me that... You're not really retired.
You can take the boy out of the industry, but you can't quite take the industry out of the boy. It is a problem. It's a bit hard to turn off after all these years, but it's a little job I'm doing in terms of the podcast, which I think is necessary because a lot of change takes place, including in the building and construction industry. And sometimes we have to relearn the lessons that we've already learned many years ago. So I think this is, you know, a useful thing for people who have come into the industry at a time when there's a 20-year boom going on and maybe don't quite understand how fickle the industry actually can be.
How did you choose the people that you were going to speak to? Because, I mean, this is a historical document.
Well, everyone's got a story, and one, who's available? Two, who actually wants to talk about it? Because there are still, even though I would have thought it was a fairly safe option to be interviewed on Creatures of the Industry, you're not asked to... implicate yourself in anything. You're not asked to provide all the answers, but a lot of people are a bit shy of the microphone. And unfortunately, even those who go on don't always, shall we say, understand how much of a story they've got to tell. Without going into names, one of the participants in fairly recent times said to me, I'll be lucky to go for about half an hour.
Yeah, right.
I said, you'll have no problem. 2 hours later, he couldn't believe he had talked for 2 hours because there is so much of a story. He had been in the industry since he was 16. And I think people are a little bit reluctant to talk because they think they don't have much of a story. That's part of the trouble.
Well, you know, that's part of why 3CR exists. People don't realise how much ordinary people have actually got to say.
Well, I think 3CR is a good story in itself, and the industry's relationship with 3CR, both as listeners and as participants in the Concrete Gang and so on, and also all the people who get involved in other projects, other issues, also get involved with 3CR. So it's quite an extraordinary mix, which is, just a reminder to the listeners, is coming up to its 50th anniversary.
Yeah, that's right. And the Concrete Gang is very close to that as well, because it's been a long-running program.
Well, it's one of the first shows to go on 3CR. And so... the anniversary of 3CR is, in fact, effectively the same anniversary by a week, I think, as the Concrete Gang.
Yeah, pretty amazing. The last person that you've spoken to, and it's going to be on this seventh iteration of the Creatures of the Industry, is Ron Owen. So I'm sure people will be really interested to find out about his reflections with the... you know, amalgamation of the BLF into the CFMEU and what that entailed.
Yeah, well, We're having a few problems with Ron's episode. At this point, I'd like to thank Karina, who does such a great job helping me get the rough recording into a finished product and onto the air. But we had a lot of problems because Ron, unfortunately for Ron and his wife Bev, live in a little fishing village north of Port Pirie in South Australia. And I think it has won the worst Telstra Reception in Australia award. And it literally took 12 recordings to get the final story get told, and it's been very, very difficult. So it's been a bit delayed, so apologies to anyone who's been waiting for it. But it is worth waiting for, because Ron Owens was two things. The last secretary of the BLS in South Australia, and he was also the last federal secretary of the BLF, so that was the National Union. And yes, indeed, he was the person who led the process which amalgamated the BLF into the CFMEU all those years ago, early 90s. And Ron's now just coming up to 91. He's still playing bowls, and as he said, my memory ain't that good, but I'll tell you the bits I remember, and so it is worth listening to. And it was a couple of things that Ron told in the episode, which I'd never heard before too. So it's been a learning experience for me, as well as everyone who gets a chance to listen.
Yeah, that's really interesting. I mean, because the whole thing about it is, you know, you hear about it from a distance, you know, that, you know, the BLF, da 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 da. But to actually hear the details from a person who was actually there, and I mean, you talk about the industry civil war that was potentially going to happen.
Well, civil war potentially didn't happen. It actually did happen. And for a number of years in the 80s, it was a full-on intra-union war that went on between all the unions, both in support of the BLF, against the BLF, and within the BLF. I mean, it was an extraordinary time for unionism in the country, and the industry, and certainly trade unionism in the industry, were put back badly. I might just add at this point that an ex-boss of John Holland's, not one of my favourite companies, but an ex-boss of John Holland said to me one day in the late 90s, you know what, that whole period, and he lived through it, he said that was just a complete disaster for everybody. And he was right. But that didn't mean that it wasn't fought out with, let's say, full ferocity. It was a really extraordinary and destructive time.
How do people get to listen to it, the episode?
Well, we have a webpage, 3CR webpage. So that's 3cr.org.au/Cotti, C-O-T-I, Creatures of the Industry. It's also, as with most 3CR podcasts, available through all the other podcast platforms, whether it's Apple, Audacity, Spotify, you name it. It's on everything.
All right. Thank you very much for talking to us about it. It sounds fascinating.
Well, there's some more to come, but you can go back all the way to the beginning. And the first podcast was actually broadcast back in December 21. And we're still going. Mm. There's been 37 episodes, 35 people interviewed, and 6 specials, because we're also replaying interviews that other people were able to do with some of the people no longer with us.
Uh-huh.
And So we're keeping the whole thing in one big package, and there's more to come.
Thanks very much, Ralph.
Thank you.